Blog Talk Radio.
Think I finally found.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, and welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Monday Motivation live here on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of real talk and relatable, empowering motivation for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for tonight's Bible study is Happy Life. Happy Life. Do you really want to have a happy life? And I'm going to be throwing out quite a few provocative questions to you on tonight, so I don't want you to get mad, but, you know, this is part of empowering you and motivating you to a very happy life, because so many times we say that's what we want, but in reality, we are unwilling to do what it takes to attain it. Our scripture for tonight comes from the book of John 10, verse 10, and we're going to read our scripture and have discussion. I'm going to ask you a few questions in which I'm going to want you to really answer candidly for yourself, and of course, we're going to end tonight in prayer. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, and I am reading to you tonight from the KJV. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, this is Jesus talking, and that they might have it more abundantly. I want you to pay attention to what the Lord was saying in that verse. The thief only has one purpose, that is to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is his only focus when he arrives at your doorstep. And when I say your doorstep, I don't just mean physically, but I'm talking about the doorstep of your life in any manner, in any genre, in any way. That's the only reason that the attack of the enemy, whether it's spiritually, physically, or naturally, is going to show up. But Jesus then expounded upon his role in coming to see us. And that is that we might have life, and not just have it, but have it more abundantly. So let me ask you a question tonight. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how happy are you with your life? Take some time, take a second and think about that and answer that question. If I went back and I was talking to you 2 or 3 years ago and I was asking you where you would be today, can you truly look at your life and say, yes, I am exactly where I said I would be, or even better off? And if not, why not? What is it that has happened? Whom have you allowed in your life? And what things have you not done that you were capable of doing to promote your own happy life? Now, remember, I told you when we started tonight, I'm going to be throwing out some very provocative questions. It's not to embarrass anyone, but it is to empower us to getting to a point of living a happy life on a sustained basis. In John 10 and 10 that I read at the beginning, Jesus said the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, my next question to you is, who is the thief in your life? Think about that for a minute. Who is that person, or who are those persons whom every time they show up in your life, it only takes away from your happiness? Call out their names. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Speak out into the atmosphere. Who are the people who only subtract from your life? Who only cause or bring division into your life? Who are the people who come in or they call you and you never want to answer when you see their names? Who are the people who every time you see them, you wish you could turn and go in another direction? And why is that? Because they're part of what we just read in John 10:10, the thief coming only to steal, kill, and destroy. But then here's my next question to you. Why do you keep allowing it? Why do you keep allowing someone or people whom you know do not bring any happiness or joy into your life to come in? Are you afraid? Are you afraid to draw the line in the sand? And if so, why? Or are these people that are family members and you feel like you just can't get rid of them? You see, I have news for you tonight, brothers and sisters. You have the right to live a happy life. Everybody just speak that out loud right now. No one can hear you, including me. Say, I have the right to live a happy life. Say it again. Speak it into the atmosphere and say your name. Rossi, that's me. You have the right to live a happy life. You see, until you realize that you only live once and that you have the right to live this life in peace and happiness and joy, you will not draw the line in the sand when necessary, because somewhere inside of you, you will continue to believe that you were meant to be a doormat. You will continue to believe that turn the other cheek means that you're to stand there and just let the enemy slap your face from side to side, and that you have no right to defend your own life. But in the second part of John 10:10 that I read to you tonight, Jesus said, "But I came that you might have life, and not only that you may have it, but more abundantly." In other words, he desires that you not only live life, but that you live your best life now. And not only that you live your best life right now on this Monday, June 11th, but tomorrow and Wednesday and every day, you have that right to live a happy life. So my question to you now is, how much do you really want it? How much do you really want to be able to rise in the morning smiling? Not because you're walking around in rose-colored glasses, and because you're ignoring the trials and tribulations of life, because that happens to every one of us. No matter how good you are, how short or long of a life you live, life happens, and you will have bad days. But the smile comes from the inside, because what you're saying is, despite what I see, I understand that as long as I am alive, as long as I'm in my right mind, I have another chance at life, and I'm happy about it. And I refuse to give over to any person my joy. Isn't that powerful? Say that right now. I refuse to give over to any person my joy. Say it once more. I refuse to give over to any person my joy. I'm talking about a happy life tonight, and our time is almost run. So I'd like to do a quick survey. for everyone who's on the line, I'm going to ask a question. And then what I want you to do is press one on your phone to answer it. No one else will know who you are. I don't know your names. But on a scale of 1 to 10, I asked this at the beginning. I have more listeners now. I'm going to ask again. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how happy are you with your life right now? If you are happy on a scale of 8 to 10, if you would rate your happiness 8 or higher, press 1 on your phone now. If you would say that in your life you rate your happiness as 8, 9, or 10, press 1 on your phone now. All right, if you say that your happiness, okay, all right, we're getting some people. This is very good. Who would say that they're at 8, 9, or 10? All right, press 1 again to take yourselves out of the call, please. Thank you. If you will say that your happiness is less than 5, press 1 now. Wow. So we have some people out there whose happiness is less than 5. What I want to remind you tonight, everyone, is that happiness becomes a choice. And I know you may feel like I'm oversimplifying it, but I'm not, because it is always your right to determine who you will allow in your life and who you will cut out of your life. And for those people who are family that you just cannot cut out completely, set the appropriate boundaries. If all they bring is negativity, speak that to them. Tell them, I'm not looking for any more negativity. Tell your friends, tell your coworkers, I'm not looking for any more negativity. I love you in Christ. I'll pray for you. I'll always love you. But if all you have is negativity, I refuse to let that live in my life anymore. I want a happy life. I have a right to it. And if you need help, always remember, there's nothing in your life worth taking your life over. Don't just pray, because faith without works is dead. Go and seek help, counseling, or resources. There's no shame in seeking help. It doesn't mean you have less faith. It doesn't mean that you don't believe in God. It means that you understand that God works through people. Even Jesus had 12 disciples. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. I'm going to open up the line for prayer requests, and then we're going to go into prayer, and I'm going to give you your task for this weekend. We're going to end. I only have a few seconds to take prayer requests. If you'd like to voice your request, press 1 on your phone now, and I'll bring you on live. Don't say your name, and you can just tell me what your request will be, and I'll see if we have any time to take any request. And as we do, I want everyone else, let's just prepare to go into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord for everyone who's listening right now, Father. We just thank you so much for this Monday motivation on happy life. We thank you, God, for encouraging us that we have the right to have happiness, because you came that we may have life. And not only that we may have it, but that we may have it continuously, perpetually, and more abundantly. Father, that we don't have to be a doormat. We don't have to allow people to be cruel to us and abrasive to us and walk all over us and abandon us and neglect us. But we have the will and the right to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke my right to live a happy life more abundantly, and I will not subject or submit my life and my joy to anyone else anymore. Now, Lord, I pray for everyone listening right now. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Father, bless them, bless their families, bless their homes, bless their lives. Father, do a new thing, send miracles and open doors. In Jesus' name, we count it done by faith. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord tonight. Now remember, every Monday night at 7 p.m., I'm here with Monday Motivation. It is 15 minutes of real talk and relatable, empowering motivation for your soul. Your task for this entire week is to protect your happiness. Refuse to give your joy to someone else. You can learn more about me at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. I'll see you next Monday and have a great week.